This episode of the Pursuit Podcast is presented by Fisher Skis. Yo, what's up, everybody? Mr. Adam Axe, your host of the Pursuit Podcast. You're listening on the Out of Collective, which you guys already know. Welcome. How are we doing? It's another solo pod. Good, bad, sad. We cover it all here at the Pursuit Podcast. But you know what? I'm having fun doing these. And it's just, you know, I'm going to get right into it. It's the seasons. And with so much change and there's turnover, are we skiing? Are we biking? I don't know who to talk to. I don't know what guests to get. I've got a couple in the queue, but I want to wait for it to get a little warmer here, maybe on the East Coast. I know you guys are still skiing on the West Coast, so I'm extremely jealous of that. But welcome. Welcome to the show. We're going to get right into it. We're going to talk. I'm going to fill some time. You know, how come you never see a sit-down comedian? That's my comedy. That's my comedy for the day. No, you know, I was thinking about this, and I don't know why, and maybe it was Coachella, but I was thinking, how come you never see any cover comedians? You see cover bands. How come we never see any cover comedians? And here's also my thought, and you can stop listening now if you want, and I wouldn't blame you, but I'm going to be a cover DJ, and I'm just going to play their sets. Straight up, I'm going to press play. I'm not going to do any mixing. And I think it's my $1 million idea. So hit me up if you think that's a good idea, bad idea. I think it's brilliant. I'm putting my glasses on so I can see what I wrote down. Cover DJ. This episode, I don't know, man. We're going to go all over the map. As always, we're just going to keep it weird. And we'll see what we come up with. Sometimes maybe good. Sometimes maybe shit. And you guys let me know. And that's my favorite thing. DM Mr. Adam Axe. Let me know if it was good or bad or what you liked, what you didn't. If you can do me a favor, if there's an episode that you like, if there's an episode that you love, send it to your friends. Share this thing. Share the pursuit. That's what the pursuit is. It's meant to be shared with your friends, your family, your loved ones. Share it. It helps me. It costs you nothing. And, you know, that's how I keep this thing going. Summer months are a little tricky to keep this thing going, to keep the wheels greased, per se. And something like that costs nothing. It's really easy. And I'm not going to beg you. I'm not going to beg. Please, 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 please. No, please just share. Call your mom. Tell her you love her. Share the episode with her. Maybe not this one. Maybe this one. Maybe you love this one. We'll see. I'm going to talk. Maybe it's off topic, but I'm going to talk about Coachella because it just happened. We had 2 weekends of Coachella. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, I'm seeing the headlines for Coachella, at least for me. And maybe that's just because things are curated via the Google for me and my years on this earth and the news that might be relevant to me. No Doubt is back. Gwen Stefani and the gang. I'm going to say it. No Doubt is a ska band. They've been a ska band and they will forever be a ska band. But No Doubt headlined Coachella as well as Sublime. Are we living in early or late 90s here? What is happening? Is this good? Is this bad? Do we like it? I'm going to show my age here, but I really like seeing people play instruments on stage. DJs are great. I'm not saying I know how to do it or can do it. And, you know, all this pop music is sick. I really enjoy seeing people play instruments. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know if that adds value, but to me, it's something special. And I like that. I just like watching people play instruments. I think it's part of the appeal, doing a little air guitar. I don't know. Coachella happened. It's just amazing that we can get events like that in and out, and people do it mostly safe. And it can happen every year. I would love to see the numbers on that and what that looks like. That's it. That's all I want to talk about Coachella. I just wanted to give a little shout out to Coachella that it happened and that it's a monster. And I just don't know how that works, how it could continue to work and happen in this world. And it does. So that's super exciting. Shout out to No Doubt and Sublime for making it happen. Guest news. If you have a guest that you would love for me to interview, you want to know what Mr. Adam X is going to ask that guest, let me know. If you're, you know, if you think you'll be an interesting guest, summer's the time. Shoot your shot. You know, we could do 10 minutes. We can do 20. We could fill an hour slot if you think it makes sense. I will talk about anything. Summer is wide open, and I love it for that. I don't have to stay to that typical, you know, skier, snowboarder-focused Zen podcast that we do. So I'm just telling you, it's coming. I've got another high diver. You know, we had Ellie Smart on, and the episode did really well, and it was super interesting that people are making a living jumping off cliffs. So I want to know about it. I've got another high diver coming. I have a stand-up comedian who's going through the rankings in New York City. If you're looking for a podcast that could, an episode that might get me canceled, that could be the one. We haven't recorded it yet, but I've got a good feeling about that one. It's going to get a little spicy. And, you know, I was thinking about this, and maybe this is too soon, or maybe this is the wrong take, but I think we're almost through the canceling stage. And, you know, I'm tired of tiptoeing. I'm tired of being afraid to get canceled. And I think you guys all should be too. And I don't think canceling people is the right thing to do. We're all human. We all make mistakes. We all say things maybe we shouldn't. We all say things maybe in private scenarios that we wouldn't say in public scenarios. That doesn't make people bad. And here's my offering to you, or I don't know, to myself, because I need to listen to these rules too. Let's give people a chance. You know, I've said some things, I'm sure, that I shouldn't have said. Guaranteed. I'm not looking for notes here. I'm not trying to prove nothing, but I guarantee you I've said something I shouldn't have said. But it doesn't make me a bad person. You know what I did? I grew up. I learned. I educated myself. And I wouldn't have done that without mentors. So let's be mentors to people. Let's share stoke and let's open our arms to conversations that might be difficult, that might be tricky to have. And I'm tiptoeing while I'm saying this because this is a hard conversation to have with yourself. I'm not saying we should all just go and like say racial slurs and do bad things and fat shame. And like that shit is not cool. I'm not advocating for that. I am not a fan of that. There's no room for you at this table. Hey, everybody, it's Mr. Adam X from the Pursuit Podcast that you're probably most likely 100% listening to right now. I want to tell you about my friends over at Deuter. Dude, it's Deuter. I got to say that because it's spelled D-E-U-T-E-R. And sometimes I'm like, do you Deuter? How do you say this thing? It's Deuter. It's like Deuter. That's how you say it. If you guys are in the market for a bag, a backpack, bike packing bags, anything that you put stuff in that's a bag, go to Deuter.com, D-E-U-T-E-R.com. They have a bag for every one of your needs, from Avi airbags to day trip bags to trail running. If you need to put a child on your shoulders in a backpack, they've got a bag for that. They've got skiing bags, camera bags, lifestyle day packs, mountaineering and climbing bags, bike packing bags, travel backpacks. Deuter.com. Get yourself the best bag. You don't even ever need another bag because it comes with a Deuter lifetime guarantee. No questions asked. They'll fix it, replace it. They'll do what they got to do to make y'all happy and to stand behind their products. That is the Deuter promise. It is a lifetime warranty. Guess how much the lifetime warranty is, guys? Did you say free? Because that's exactly what it is. It is free, which means it comes with every bag that they sell. It's that simple. Deuter.com. Head on over. Check it out. They have bags for everything. I don't need to sell you what bag you want. You're going to go to Deuter.com. You're going to see it. They sell themselves. And I've never had a bad bag from them. I'm not kidding. I use the Pulse 5 for it's a little hip bag. It's got water in there. I've used it on my dirt bike. I've used it on my gravel bike. I've used it on my mountain bike for long days. They have it all. They're so good. Deuter.com. I can't tell you guys enough about that Free Rider. You know I've been running that, the Free Rider Pro. 10 liters of extra storage, 34 when it sits there. It's a small bag. It's a big bag. What is it? It's Deuter. Deuter.com. Check it out. Back to the episode. More of The Pursuit with Mr. Adam X. But there is room that if you have done those things and you want to learn and you want to educate and you want to grow as a human and you want to make friends and you want to build community and you want to build, you know, I don't know, community. I'm going to say it again. That's the world we need to live in. Not the one where we just cancel people for saying stupid things during stupid times. And I don't really know where I'm going with this. I've just been listening to a lot of stand-up comedy, honestly. And, you know, they've been talking about it. They've been talking about getting canceled for being comedians and for saying things. And I think the world needs, we need to say those things and we need to laugh. And we need to not always be offended. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to be offended. That doesn't mean that words don't matter and that we can just say whatever we want and you can't be offended. It means instead of canceling me or my friend or anybody, a stranger, maybe educate them as to why it is offensive. Because some people don't know. I mean, I'll use a perfect example of my parents. They grew up in a different time. And my parents aren't like, you know, they're not what I'm explaining. They're not like these old racist folk and they all, you know, it's not like that. But there are things that they could say when they were younger that are not socially acceptable now. And there are things that I could say 30 years ago when I was a youth that are not socially accepted now. And the only reason that I know I can't say those things anymore is because someone has taken the time to educate me. And, you know, that could go as young as like my niece or nephews who are in high school. And they're like, dude, you can't say that. And I'm like, whoa, what? I have my finger on the pulse. I can't say that. And they're like, no cap, dude, sus. And I'm like, what are you saying? But no, I don't know. Educate each other. I'm just tired of canceling people. I think that's just as bad. It's just being like, you know, you're ignorant, fuck off. It's like, no. You're ignorant. Let's learn. Let's educate. And not everyone wants to learn. And I know this is an uphill battle. And I know people listening are like, dude, what are you even saying? But I just think we can get there. I think we can, 2024 going on 2025, we're a couple years past the pandemic, it's an election year. I am like so not excited about that. Again, not a political podcast, but just vote. That's pretty simple. I don't care who you vote for. I think you should vote for who you want, and I think you should keep it a secret. Because that's what they used to do, and I think that held something. Just vote. Just go out there and have an opinion. If you want to vote for, I don't know, whatever, vote for whatever. And if you don't, then don't. But vote. Pick. Choose. Have a choice. Dang, we got deep early here. Sea otter happened. Look at this swerve. Sea otter happened this weekend. I want to talk about Kona Bikes. So Kona Bikes, if you are unfamiliar, showed up at Sea Otter. Okay? They showed up. They set up their booth on Wednesday. Sea Otter starts on a Thursday. Maybe it starts on a Friday. So hypothetically, they set up Wednesday or Thursday. And they left. They broke their stuff down and left. Yeah, I'm confused. Kona employees were tight-lipped Wednesday after brand employees set up a display at Sea Otter Expo, which opens Thursday. There we go. Look at the facts, Adam. And then began to break it down. I can tell you straight away that we are not going to have a comment. Caleb Smith, a marketing specialist set at Kona. We can speculate, obviously. There's a lot we can... that we can speculate, but I've got a lot of questions, a lot of questions. Kona was bought by Kent Outdoors in, I think, 2002. I believe that is the date. I'm looking at this live. So Kona was sold to Kent Outdoors from the founders of Kona in 2022. And, you know, Kent Outdoors is, they have a lot of brands. Hyperlite, Aqua Glide, Full Throttle, Connolly, I believe that's wetsuits. Seems like a lot of water brands. Boat, stand-up paddleboards, Freedom Foils, Fat Sack, Aqua Glide, Barefoot International, Arbor Snowboards, Onyx, which is, I believe, life jackets. Trustworthy gear to keep boaters, anglers, and paddlers safe. Arctic Shield. So they're Liquid Force, O'Brien, Hyperlite, Kent Outdoors. So they bought Kona. They went out of their way to buy Kona, presumably. And they set up. They flew all of their employees to Monterey to set up at Sea Otter, only to take it down. Does anyone have an answer for this? I've looked it up. At the time of recording this, I haven't got much of an answer. It seems like Kent Outdoors is now offering Kona for sale. They are selling the company that is from, again, the little that I know, it seems like they're for sale. But why go to Sea Otter? Why set up and then tear down? You're already there. You just launched a brand new gravel bike. I'm just trying to make sense of this. It seems like, again, I'm searching Reddit. I'm searching the forums. They laid off their entire sales staff, a ton of folks in product warranty and more. I mean, it's sad to see. You know, the Kona Stinky was like what made me want to go mountain biking. That was it. That was the bike. Let's see. Kona, April 19th, 2024. Kona Bicycles parent company appoints new CFO, intends to sell brand. There we go. New chief financial officer, improving profitability and operational efficiencies. They have reiterated a desire to sell Kona in order to direct its resources toward investment in its key water sports business. See, guys, I'm doing this research live on the podcast. Kent Outdoors, let me see. Again, they left awkwardly is what this article says. So it sounds like they're going to sell it, which I think is great. I think Kona is a brand that has such a name in the industry that it can survive. Again, I know they just released a gravel bike. My sympathy is with everyone who works or worked at Kona right now. And I don't know. It just seems like a... why wouldn't you just do it Monday? Even if you were looking to sell the brand, why wouldn't you get through Sea Otter? You were already there. The money was spent. The gravel bike was launched. If you want to sell this thing, you want to sell it for money. So why not add value while being at this event, activating the space? I don't know. I mean, it's a big company. They clearly probably maybe have a better idea than I do of what's happening. I can just speculate, but I just want to see Kona survive. I guess that's what I'm saying. And I missed Sea Otter this year, which is I went the last couple years. I love Sea Otter. It is such a gathering. I'm going to go next year. I'm saying it now. If you're camping at Sea Otter and you have room at your campsite for a 5'11" guy to put his sleeping pad down and fall asleep, I am in. I'm coming to Monterey next year. I'm going to do it on a budget. I just love it. Seeing everybody I'm not a big FOMO guy. I had FOMO this year. It was the first time in a long time that I had FOMO. I wanted to be there. It's just a gathering. It's like the opening day of like the ballpark. It's when everyone shows up and starts talking about bikes again. And, you know, there's so much weird things there. Hidden treasures and weird, like a new pedal where they like shaved 0.2 grams and we're supposed to care. It's just a really exciting event, and I just missed it. There's this weird, I don't want to say weird because it's a product and I'm sure it's great, but there's a stem out there that is like 200 millimeters tall. And it's supposed to like, I don't know what it's supposed to do. 150 millimeter RR stem. It like, I don't really know the point of it. If anyone can explain it to me, I would love to know what the point of this 150 millimeter stem is. It just seems to be, it like goes straight. It's like a riser bar. But the guy's there at Sea Otter every year. He rips on a bicycle and dodges and weaves and lets you ride the bike. The product is for sale. You can buy it at bemorebikes.com. This is not an ad. It's just like, what? That's why I love Sea Otter. Because there's like, again, I'm not trying to use terms, but there's kooks. Raised reversed stems from Be More Bikes. Starting a revolution with our original raised reverse mountain bike stems. I don't know. I'm going to get one. I'm going to reach out to these guys and review one. I just can't see. Let's see. I'm going to look at the facts right now. I'm going to go into it. I'm going to dive into it. Why the raised height? Let's see. Raised height improves the rider stance, increasing the leverage between the rider's hands and feet, to help the rider more comfortably and confident, makes the bike more maneuverable. No thanks. Reversed offset improves and calms the steering dynamics and makes the bike corner much better. It also allows the rider to keep on the outside of the bike when leaning into corners so they can keep their weight on the side knobs. It's some interesting stuff. BeMoreBikes.com. Look it up. Again, this is not an ad. These are just cool things that I missed at Sea Otter this year. If you want to see what happened at Sea Otter, go on, I would love to say at my YouTube or our YouTube right now, but we weren't there. Go to Mo and Hannah. Mo is awesome. Check out their YouTube. They do a great job of just showing it, what it is, you know. Haro announced two mountain bikes this year. I love that they're still in the game. Haro Bikes, Dave Mira, my childhood. Oh, interesting. I hope they crush. I really do. Road bikes. You know, did gravel kill the road bike? I'm asking again because I want to simmer on this. Did gravel kill the road bike? Because it seems like it. It seems like that's the next big thing. Besides the tour, because the tour you just can't replace. A lot of cyclists are going to gravel. They're doing it. And I don't know. I don't want to be on a road bike. I don't want a stiff frame. I want a little cush. I want a little flex. I want to enjoy what I'm doing. I don't know. What? To me, and Mark was in my DM, said the same thing. It goes mountain bike, gravel bike, BMX, road bike. And BMX is only that low on the chart because I suck at it. That's the only reason. Alex said idler pulleys don't belong on trail bikes. Oh, man, that's a can of worms. I just think that all of mountain bikes are so complex right now. Like, what? Give me a 9-speed, give me some slack, and let it eat. I think the bikes have gotten so good that it makes the trails boring. And I suck. I don't know. I'm just looking at my DM, seeing what we got here. The ideal 1-2 combo for vehicle is a Pontiac Aztec and a Geo Metro convertible. I wish I didn't read that one out loud, if I'm being honest. The Pontiac Aztec was the ultimate vehicle. That's it. That's all I'm saying about that. The bicycle market causes massive amounts of pollution. Yeah. 100%. I don't like speaking on these things because I don't have the answers. I want new things. I'm a consumer. I'm guilty. I don't, you know, my rims are recycled carbon. Revel RW30 wheel set. But like, I don't know this full story. I know they're recycled, but I don't know the impact. I don't know anything about it. I hope it's a clean story and I'm not throwing, I mean, they're awesome wheels. They absolutely rip way too much for what I need. But how do we stop consuming? Because that's the problem with pollution is we consume. We buy something, we throw it out. We buy a $7,000 mountain bike and next year it's obsolete in our brains. So of course, the bicycle market causes massive amounts of pollution, 100%. But how do we fix it? Are we hypocrites? Do we keep doing our thing? I mean, I have this debate all the time of like, what are we doing? How do we offset it? Can we truly offset it? Can we do anything? Or are we just spinning our tires? The answer is to not do nothing. I know that, but I don't know what we're supposed to do. I wish I knew. I think we can stop. I think it goes back to blaming and shaming and canceling. I think we just need to learn and figure it out. And I don't know how to do that, but we can try and we can do it together. And if someone does know, please DM me. Let's hop on the show. Let's talk about it. Because I would love to learn more about sustainability and how we can actually do these things and the proper things and greenwashing, the whole thing, because I'm into it. I'm not perfect by any means. I admit that. I drive a 2010 Prius. I have a 2006 Prius. I have a 2004 Sprinter van, turbo diesel. Two fuel-efficient cars, one non-fuel-efficient car. I also own a scooter, very fuel-efficient. I own a two-stroke dirt bike, not efficient. But I'm just saying I'm guilty. I have four vehicles. I'm one person. Why am I like this? I don't know. Yeah, the bicycle, all the industries. Tons of pollution, driving pollution. The outdoor industry is failing to get involved in politics when it is critical for them to do so. Whoa! This is a hot take.
Dumb bullshit.
Oh, wait. What? There it is. What? The outdoor industry is failing to get involved in politics when it is critical for them to do so. I think there's some organizations out there that are doing it, that are attempting. Politics are scary. They're intimidating. And I think for a lot of us, the outdoors are a getaway. It's somewhere to walk away, to not think about it, to not worry about the political climate, even though we should, and we should be involved. And, you know, I gave that blurb about Outdoor Alliance last week because that's, again, I don't have a lot of money to donate, but that's where I'm going to donate my voice and my time if I can, because I think they're doing great things. And I think there's some other people out there who aren't doing great things. So I'm not going to support them any longer. And, you know, I think the biggest thing we can do politically, quote unquote, is worry about our towns. What can you do? You know, I think Molly said it best, like, what can you do in your town to change things? And then as the towns change, as the villages change, if it's solar chargers, if it's some type of green energy, if it's recycling water, you know, water, I don't know how you recycle water, but a power plant, probably not doing that. But like, let's start on the small scale and grow. And I think we can continue to grow. I think we can continue to make the world a better place. And I don't know the answer. And I don't disagree with you there, Telly Craw. The outdoor industry is failing to get involved in politics when it is critical for them to do so. It's tiptoey. There's money involved. There's sponsors involved. There's athletes involved. And everyone's just trying to make a living and get by and do their thing. And I don't think it's that easy. And I think the easiest way to do it would be to hit it from the local yokel, you know, go to your town halls, show up, fight for things in your towns, in your villages, and then maybe we can hit it on a global, you know, national level. But right now, man, it's, again, election year, it's going to be toxic. I want to just disappear. I want to not talk about politics, but I don't think we can do that anymore. Electric revolution, dude, everyone's going to be on e-bikes. I don't care if you think I'm wrong. I'm not. They're going to get lighter. They're going to get faster. They're going to go further. The trails are going to get harder. And everyone will be on e-bikes, gravel e-bikes, gravel road bikes. It's just e-road bikes, e-mountain bikes. It's a revolution. It's happening. And here's my take. Seat time, folks. I don't go out there for ego. I don't go out there. I go out there to ride my bicycle. And if I can do 60 miles versus 30 in the same amount of time and function the next day, I'm in. Sign me up. 100%. I'm in. I believe I am going to be demoing a gravel e-bike from our friends over at Salsa. Let me pull this thing up because this thing is like a rocket ship. And I reached out to them. Again, this is not a sponsored ad. I just wanted to ride this bike. So I reached out and let me just get the name of this thing because this thing is like, dude, it is. Salsa just announced 4 e-bikes and I want to get my hands on, and I think I'm going to, but we'll see. The Tributary. The Tributary is an electric off-pavement adventure bike. We designed it to be the best electric gravel bike for devouring big, burly dirt roads with speed and stability. This thing is like, it's just mean looking. Does like 30 miles an hour. It's got a RockShox fork in the front. It's got drop bars, dropper post. 120 millimeter suspension fork. This is the future of gravel biking. Please, all you hardos, tell me I'm wrong while you're riding your single speed rigid niners. I'm not wrong. Electric will only get cheaper, better, lighter, from mountain bikes to road bikes to gravel bikes. The future is electric. I really do think it is. And I think what we're going to see is some trails that are going to be built for e-bikes. And they're going to get harder. They're going to get gnarlier. They're going to get more technical. And it's just going to get cooler. I don't think there's any bad in that. And I will say that e-bikes shouldn't have a throttle. If an e-bike has a throttle, it's not an e-bike, even if it's electric. It changes the category. I don't like it. But what I do like is pedal assist. It's so sick, and it's all about seat time and having fun. Drop the egos, get on your bike, have some fun. Looking forward to reviewing that bike. A couple more things. Van life. Is van life dead? Or am I just out the game? I did this for a long time. You guys know, I feel like I see less and less of it now. Maybe it's just because I'm out the game. Let me know. It just seems different now. It just seems like I'm not seeing as much of it as I did a couple years ago. I think it's gotten harder. I think places to sleep overnight that used to be secrets have all gotten blown up. And there's too many of us out there. So maybe it is dying. Maybe it's dead. Or maybe it's just gotten so expensive that you can't even travel anymore. What else do I got? Mountain bike etiquette for new people. I don't know. I can tell you that 99.9% of people at Trailheads don't care. Like, that you're new. And I mean that in a nice way. They just go have a good time. Here's my pet peeve. If I'm climbing a hill, and we have a lot of two-way hills here, two-way mountain bike trails, and you are going downhill, get out of my way. You yield for me. Those are the rules. When I'm going down, I don't want to do it. I know it. But if they stay on their bike and they're in their saddle and they're charging, I stop and I get out of the way. Because they're working a lot harder than you are. I don't care about your KOM. Those are the rules. That is the etiquette. And that's it. Other than that, I think I'm going to leave it at that. I think I'm going to leave it short and sweet, folks. This is the Pursuit Podcast. I am Adam X. And I had a wonderful time with you all today. Oh, shit. Happy 420 for those who celebrate. I missed it. And, you know, I'll see you next week. I have a guest next week, Kimberly Benson. She is a cliff diver extraordinaire. And it's such a fun episode because, like, what is cliff diving and how are people making a living from doing it? It's really interesting. It's such a fun chat. And I'll talk to you soon.